At least 273 people are dead in Sierra Leone from cholera, according to the World Health Organization. The number of cases is more than 19,000, with nearly every district of the country reporting infections. Poor sanitation and lack of clean drinking water is fueling the epidemic, especially in the capital Freetown, which is hardest hit. The World Health Organization's Dr. William Perea says efforts to stem the spread of cholera are being hampered by a lack of basic infrastructure.
Freetown is with the largest number of cases, around 60%, close to 10,000 cases. And what we are seeing now progressively is that the disease continues to spread slowly but progressively to the rest of the country. The health infrastructure in Sierra Leone is very poor. The water system is practically non-existent, and access to safe water is very complicated. Logistics are extremely complex. The roads are non-existent, so it takes really a lot of time to go to one place to another.
This is the largest cholera outbreak in Sierra Leone since the pandemic hit the country in 1970 and 1971, and the worst outbreak of the disease in Africa this year. There are signs the spread of the disease is slowing, with the number of new cases reported dropping from a peak of 2,000 per week in August to roughly 100 per week at present. The Red Cross is calling for increased international funding to press the fight against the disease. I'm Lydia O'Kane.